This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Blues continue to lead 1-0. Jump on Hawley deflected and did not make it through to Bennington. Back out it comes. Blues puck in front. Score! Marchman! The Stars tie the game at 1.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for your official predictions for Stars Golden Knights, not the Kings, and Mavericks Clippers. Now, I realize that series will get going on Sunday. Stars won't get going until Monday. But let's go ahead, knock out all your predictions right now. And if you want to complain about what time some of the games are starting at, I think we should allow that as well. Also,
but if you're going to complain about the questions we ask on this show to anybody, I'll mute you. Just letting you know.
Oh, did that happen?
Because you're not really listening. You're not really listening.
He doesn't know how to.
You're not really doing. No.
It's an empty threat.
I'll mute it. No, yeah.
I don't think you will.
I'm muting you on Twitter right now.
What? Oh, my gosh.
You're one of my favorite follows. I love following you. Now I have to mute you because you dared me.
But he's still following. From the 817. It's weird. Can I get a shout out? Yes, it is Shout Out Friday. Toloing all the way from Melbourne, Florida this weekend for my cousin's wedding. That's our Tolo Ryan from Fort Worth.
Is it pronounced Melbourne in Florida?
Probably not, but I thought it would build the drama better if I said Melbourne.
Okay, all right. I was thinking about this yesterday, Kevin. We've had...
Were you?
No, yes, absolutely. We have a listener in Japan.
It's true.
We have listeners... We've had listeners text in from the European countries.
Uh-huh.
We've had them text in from below the equator.
Yep.
Are we the world's favorite radio show?
In your face, Pat McAfee!
That's the best thing, is like, look, man, if you can have that tiny country, America, cool. We have the world, bro.
I'm proud of that.
If you're in the world, text in.
Get a meter.
And let us know.
I mean, never mind. Strike that.
Yeah, you might want to dump that.
No, you don't. If you have... Never mind.
If you're in the world,
thank you for listening,
and you love the show, tell Kevin that you love Kevin.
Or the show is fine. I appreciate it either way.
And as we know, Kevin is the show.
That is ridiculous.
It's a fact.
No.
It's not what you said when you called me last.
Shut up. That is not true. People are going to think that's true. That is not true. From the 903. Stars in six. Vegas being the defending champions is a factor. Mavs in five or six versus the Clippers. I'm telling you. If the Mavs win the series against the Clippers, it's a big deal regardless. If the Mavs beat the Clippers in five and Kawhi is playing some, holy moly, I think you put everybody on notice. Maybe they already have.
What if they win in four?
Well, then I think you should be the favorite.
More notice?
In the second round.
Is it more notice?
Yes. If you sweep the Clippers, that's right. I think you should be the favorite in the second round.
Hey, I just don't know what more notice means. I'm stuck on that.
Oh, I thought that was the...
Who are you playing in the second round?
About OKC. Theoretically, OKC. But I guess not for sure.
Who do you think it's going to be in the second round?
I think it's going to be Oklahoma City.
Okay.
In the second
That's
round.
All I was really asking. Oh, I don't care about theoretics.
Oh.
What was that? What was that word you said?
Theoretics.
Theoretics. Okay.
It's a book by L. Look, Ron Hubbard.
Are you not a literacy person?
Back from the 817, shout out to my wife, Jackie. Tomorrow is our baby shower for our first child. That's one way of reading it. Here's the alternate way of reading it. They did not put a period after Jackie and capitalized tomorrow. So theoretically, the sentence could go like this. Shout out to my wife, Jackie. Tomorrow is our baby shower for our first child. Her name could be Jackie tomorrow. But I think...
But then why would they be asking you if their baby shower is tomorrow? Because that's what it sounds like.
Can't say. Fantex is a strange place.
Maybe they're hoping Kevin's the one planning it.
You haven't planned the baby shower yet?
I'll tell you this right now. I guarantee you I could plan a kick-ass baby shower for tomorrow if I had to.
Twolo Justin said, "Hi, Kevin. You are the best show from space." Not loved Twolo Justin. So we're not even just not even Earth. Now we're the universe too. Thank you, Twolo Justin.
Are they going there for your wedding? Is that what's happening?
Probably.
Okay.
Get me out of this world.
Just the moon.
From the 214, Mavs and
we're just gonna act like he didn't say just the moon.
Look, he has made a lot of bold space-based proclamations this week. I know you've been doing the get right, so this seems shocking to you. I have heard plenty of moon talk and space talk from Corey this week. I am desensitized to that.
I mean, it's been my space jam lately.
God darn it. From the 214. God. That was very clever, though. From the 214, Mavs in 4, Stars in 5. This is incredible. From the 682, Mavs and Stars sweep their way to the finals.
I appreciate that level of just brash confidence in your teams. Yeah. The one that has me a little, I don't know, confused is Mavs in 4, Stars in 5. Which of these teams do you think you should be more bullish on in their series? That's Stars. The question. Yeah, that's the way that I viewed it. But it seems like, and maybe I'm just going off of one and letting that affect my thoughts, it seems like more people are more bullish on the Mavs compared to the Stars.
I don't know if that's from an interest perspective.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure. But if you just look at the matchups, it's a pretty close betting matchup between the Clippers and the Mavs. And the Stars have emphatically declared themselves as the best team in the Western Conference. I don't think right now you're going to see anyone will say the Mavericks are the best in the Western Conference yet.
I think nationally, when it comes to the Mavericks, it's become they're the scariest team to play. You don't want to play that team. Whereas the Stars, you don't want to play them, but everybody already knew that. You know, like that's where I feel like that conversation, from what I've heard nationally, has been the Mavericks are the scariest, not the favorite, but the scariest.
Yeah.
Because they'll jump up on you and you didn't quite expect it. Where the Stars is like, look, it feels like maybe there's more pressure on them because they're already in that spot.
From the 229, I love Kevin, but I'm in downtown Dallas feeling underappreciated. Like, because the city you're in or just underappreciated as a person? Please follow up. I would love to know. From the 469, I'm in the world. Kevin deserves a raise to deal with Corey and Mike.
I feel like you only read that.
If you could email gavin.spittle Odyssey.com.
Throw my name in there too.
Your raise is what it is, man.
Yeah, you should ask for a raise for Reggie. We got taken care of.
What? What kind of person is that? It's like, I've gotten enough. It's fine.
Yeah. I want others
totally down
to
that,
prosper. I want you to prosper as well, Reggie.
Yeah, I really want you to go to, if you want to go to prosper, that's fine. I don't know about whatever.
Weird.
But yeah, I want you to be good.
Never mind.
Thanks, taken care of.
Never mind. I hope you get less money now.
That's not possible.
Shut up. Hey.
Real life alert, 12:33.
Holy moly.
Kevin, 36. I've got Stars in 5, Mavericks in 7.
Okay. All right. How nervous are you then? Because naturally, a series that goes to 7 is, you would think, it doesn't have to be competitive games. Because we've seen that. You get to game 7, you're like, none of these games have been competitive.
That was such a weird series.
But that is a competitive series. Are you nervous about the Mavs' prospects against the Clippers then? Because going to 7 would feel like, yes.
Not entirely. Like, I felt like this is a six or seven game series. And so I'm actually less on the brink of 7 which way. I'm more on the brink of 6 or 7 in favor of the Mavs, if that
makes
sense.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Stars in 6. If it was the Kings, I would have gone gentleman sweep. But I'm going to go 6. I just think Vegas is a more complex matchup, and there's something to say for either previous playoff matchups or being the defending champs or, you know, any different number of ways that you want to slice it. I feel like I've been pretty upfront. I do not like this matchup for the Stars as much as I would have the other way around, but I still like the Stars at 6. Like, this is a damn good team, and I still think they're going to win.
So I guess I have it reversed there. I have Stars in 5.
Okay.
And that does not discount what the Knights are. But I think the Stars are so focused and so locked in right now, and they are going to look at what was last year's loss in the playoffs as a, we got to make it right this year, and they're not going to cut any corners, all right? That is, they're going to go out there and just torch these guys, all right? Put them in the boards.
Late at night, baby.
Lay the wood. They're going to do all those things. And then I have the Mavs in six. So that's my flip there is I think it's going to be a bit of a chess match. Tyronn Lue's actually become a pretty good chess player in these playoffs.
Did you hear Kyrie's take about that, like, exact thing? Yeah. I love it. He said, it's the beginning of a chess match. And he said, you're trying to think three moves ahead, trying to see different things that your opponents are going to risk and what are they going to show. That is fascinating to me of, like, game one in terms of not only trying to get the series advantage, but how much are you going to reveal of your series-wide kind of game plan?
There's got to be nothing better than being a coach that knows so much about your team and the opponent and going into a matchup going, I know we can win with just this in this game. But in the process, not getting too cute with it, but in the process of it, I'm going to set them up for game two. Or game four in game one with this.
I think that is a very astute observation.
And I don't know. Here's my thing, though. I don't know that Jason Kidd is that yet. And I don't know that any of us do know that. Now, was Jason Kidd that during their run to the Western Conference Finals? Or were they just hot because Luka is what Luka is? They were a very different team then.
And I refuse to be in the boat that this team succeeds in spite of Jason Kidd or fails because of not saying that. I just the people that do and fail because of him. I refuse to be part of that group. You can break down the credit or blame however you want, but if they get to the Western Conference Final, he has to take some part in that.
Yeah, I just Kevin, I don't want you to take what I said out of context ever again.
I
right?
said other people.
That was
a little spicy.
But like
my take on Kidd, and I think it's very fair, is I don't know enough yet. I really want to know what kind of mastermind he is when it comes to, look, I got a 7-game series here. How do I play this out? Oh, I got surprised that I didn't even have to show anything because we won it in four. Like, I don't know how he does this. I don't know his rotations. I don't know all of that yet. I'm excited to learn but we need more of these opportunities. But this could be, because we think he's a basketball IQ genius in game.
Yeah.
When he has the ball in his hands.
Fair.
I want to know, did he always have a lot of series thought in how he plays this? I'm excited about it, man.
Did you see a couple days ago what Jason Kidd said about his rotation? He goes, I'll let you guys go ahead and speculate on that to the media. He goes, because I know that's what you guys like to do anyway. I thought, oh, I get his point. Like, there's been a lot of discussion about that, so I appreciate that.
Did you say that Derek Lively is ready to roll?
That's
what Jason
roll.
Kidd said in the media today.
And what he provides for you in this series is utterly fascinating to me because, first of all, he's a really good player. But he's also coming back from not only an injury, but the death of his mom. So you talk about, like, the physical aspect to get back into the game, the mental aspect to get back in the game. I think Derek Lively has been fantastic this season for the Mavericks. Not really a bold thing to say, but I'm very fascinated to see what he does when he comes back. The 6-0-1. Could this be the most adorable text we have ever gotten, Corey? Can I get a shout out from my 3-year-old daughter, Wilder?
Love that name.
She always asks, Daddy, you listening to 5-3 The Fan?
Love it.
That's tremendous.
Hell yeah, man.
I love that.
Shout out to you, Wilder.
What a badass name. That is so cool.
That is
cool. I hope she lives up to it, too. I hope that she is a little bit of chaos, but also whenever you go outdoors, you're good because she's taking care of those bobcats for you, you know?
Fair. From the...
How cool would it be, Reggie, to see a 3-year-old knock out a bobcat?
Not cool at all for me. I'd be so concerned for that child, bro. What?
But then the 3-year-old just turns around and is like, I got you, Dad. Don't worry about
it. And then I'd be scared of the child. Like, there's no happy middle in that
for
place
sure.
for me. I'm concerned either way.
That's your kid.
I'm the captain now.
That kid doesn't want to take over. Just wants to protect you because you're Dad.
Yes, neat that that's what you think. From the 469, I'm listening for from El Salvador. Can I get a shout out to all my Salvadorian peeps?
What's that name?
Fantastic.
Is that below the equator?
Were you going to say below the Ecuador?
Yeah. That's what I thought he was going for as well. I didn't think he was mispronouncing equator. I thought he was saying, is that below the Ecuador? But I knew what you were getting at. from...
Also, El Salvador is in Central America, correct?
Are you asking? Are you asking Corey that question?
I asked the question first. You can't ask the question again.
From the 469. I hate to say it, but both the Mavs and Stars out in six.
What are you doing right now?
That's what this person said, because they have bad Cowboys-Packers vibes. Don't let what happened to the Cowboys taint your experience. Don't forget the Rangers won the World Series, so there's that to process. But
they're all different teams, right? Cowboys and stuff. Kevin, this is all on us too. Because don't we keep letting the Rangers' successes as a team that just barely got into the playoffs like mess up our perspective on how the world's going to go? What did you see?
I'm sorry.
We can't even do a show because of fan text is so hilarious.
This is very funny because I made the declarative statement of, I don't think anybody is saying the Mavs are the best in the West from the 214. Hey, Kevin, I'm someone. And the Mavs are the best in the West. Comment rescinded.
That's right. You are someone.
Fair enough. Exactly. For the 940, I've been in 17 countries, and you guys are great. I love that.
Yeah, tell me another country that has a radio show like this. I'll wait.
Good question. While he waits, from the 203, Kyrie is going to go off in this series. Mavs in four. Man, if the Mavs win this in four, I'm going to have to rethink.
There's no way.
We're just going to the Western Conference Final. I'm going to be like, we're going to be the cause of the Celtics blowing up their team after we beat them in the NBA Finals.
There is just no way it's going to happen. I can't see it. I can see five. I just can't see a sweep like that.
Yeah.
It's just too difficult to do that. It is difficult.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. From the 469, Stars in seven. Only concern there is that Vegas is the defending champ and they play a style that can physically challenge the Stars. I agree. From the 903, it's only fair that we read both sides. I'm in the world from Fort Worth. Kevin, you suck.
Okay.
It's fair. You got to do both sides. But they also said Stars in six, Mavs in six.
Somebody says, I can't read that.
Do you need help sounding it out or...
Equator. This is Tolo from Connecticut checking in from the 203. Thank you very much for that. The 972. I say both Dallas teams win in four. From the 817. The Stars are playing the Kings, LOL. They're definitely not. That was the matchup that I had hoped for.
You wanted that.
That is.
You were like, I want the Kings.
I just thought that was just a
bring
really,
on the Kings.
Really good matchup for this team. But I still think the Stars will win, and I think the Mavericks will win. I'm excited about the
upcoming schedule. From the 972, bet some beer on it. It's going to be a 4-for-4, Kevin. So I don't know if they want to bet you beer or if they want to. They already have bet some beer on it. I don't know exactly what it is.
Man, I'm going to jot that person's number down. If both the Stars and Mavs sweep, I will buy you some beer.
Ooh, we got a beer bet, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark it down.
I would like also...
Actually, a brew bet. Brew sounds better than beer.
It is restricted to this one person.
I also would like in on that bet.
Nope.
Can I make it a root beer bet?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, and you're going to let him bet root beer, but you won't let me bet beer?
That's right. Because of the aforementioned money conversation that we had.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's why we got to help out.